In the forgotten town of Carp, New York, summer means more than just oppressive heat and endless boredom. For graduating seniors, it marks the beginning of Panic, an underground game of escalating challenges with a prize pot worth $67,000. This isn't just teenage recklessness, it's a desperate gamble for escape from a place where poverty feels inescapable and futures seem predetermined. The rules are deceptively simple. Only seniors can compete, anonymous judges orchestrate increasingly dangerous challenges, and players face elimination until one victor remains. In the 7 years since Panic began, three participants have died, their names whispered as both warnings and legends. The game begins at an abandoned quarry with a 40-foot jump into murky waters. Heather Nill, reeling from her boyfriend's betrayal and desperate to escape her trailer park life with an alcoholic mother, makes an impulsive decision to join. Meanwhile, quiet, reserved Dodge Mason watches from the shadows, his participation carefully planned for months. What others don't know is that Dodge's sister was paralyzed in Panic 2 years ago, and his fearlessness stems not from courage, but from a burning desire for revenge. What started as a reckless summer diversion has evolved into something far more sinister, a reflection of Carp itself, where desperation has become the town's defining characteristic. For many participants, Panic represents their only chance at transformation in a place where minimum wage jobs and mobile homes represent the most common future. At abandoned water towers, contestants must cross an 8-inch wooden plank suspended 50 feet high between rusting structures. No safety net below, only moonlight above. When Natalie freezes midway, Dodge surprisingly coaches her across, forming an unexpected bond. Heather crosses with mechanical precision, transforming heartbreak into determination, refusing to show weakness before her ex. Players receive a stark warning, discuss the game with outsiders, and face elimination or worse. This enforced secrecy makes Panic both thrilling and dangerous, operating beyond adult oversight. The challenge reveals each character's essence. Dodge's compassion, despite his hidden agenda, Heather's concealed bravery, and Natalie's vulnerability paired with resilience. It forces them to confront their fear while surrounded by judging peers, adolescence distilled, navigating a precarious path with everyone watching. Seeking distraction from Panic, Heather takes a job at Anne's farm, where she discovers two illegally housed black market tigers. Despite initial fear, Heather finds unexpected peace with these animals, the farm becoming her sanctuary from game pressures. The second challenge requires stealing from trigger-happy Jack Donahue, a reclusive man known for shooting trespassers, with a bonus for finding what's hidden in his gun room. At midnight, players scatter across his property as Jack emerges firing his rifle. Inside, Heather finds a gun in the desk drawer. When Dodge confronts her, their argument is interrupted by Donahue's return. They escape through a smashed window, Heather suffering cuts, their narrow escape creating an unexpected bond. After police threaten prosecution for Panic participants, rumors of an informant spark vandalism against suspects. Despite warnings, everyone knows Panic will continue. This reveals how the game has become woven into Carp's fabric, not just a contest, but a cultural institution with its own moral code and system of loyalty and punishment. As Panic intensifies, relationships complicate. Natalie and Dodge begin a romance, while Heather harbors feelings for Bishop, whose safety concerns create tension. The game turns deadly during the Graybill House Challenge when fire erupts. Heather, Natalie, and Dodge escape, but Bill Little Kelly dies in the basement. Police investigate for arson. Dodge later reveals his true motivation, revenge against Ray Hanrahan, whose brother caused the accident that paralyzed Dodge's sister, compromising the game's integrity. Tensions peak during a highway challenge where players must cross a busy road blindfolded. Dodge completes it in 19 seconds, while a transformed Heather crosses in 17, winning the round. Natalie freezes and takes over a minute, eliminating her. Throughout these challenges, Dodge notices a strange bond forming among players, especially with Heather, who evolves from awkward to intensely focused. Each contestant plays for different reasons: escape, revenge, or self-validation. Heather faces Russian roulette, terrified but determined to continue for Lily. Dodge secretly removes the bullet before returning the gun, creating a complex bond between them. When Heather discovers her mother doing drugs on Lily's plate, she flees with her sister in her mother's car, living in parking lots. With renewed purpose, she recommits to panic. She's playing for Lily's chance at a better life. Relationships fracture as Dodge learns Natalie is seeing Kevin, an older man promising to help her modeling career. Their confrontation leaves both wounded, with regrettable words exchanged. Natalie's challenge involves Anne's tigers, despite police surveillance. Later, when the tigers escape because Heather forgot to secure their enclosure, one is shot after attacking a dog. This tragedy prompts Bishop to confess he's a panic judge, claiming responsibility for the challenges and the Graybill fire. What began as an escape from boredom has transformed into a force endangering their safety, futures, relationships, and moral integrity. As panic reaches its climax, only four players remain: Dodge, Heather, Natalie, and Ray. The intensifying pressure reveals the game's true cost, not just physical danger, but moral corruption. Dodge's thirst for revenge has consumed him completely. He rigs a car with homemade napalm for the final joust, planning for Ray to drive the vehicle that will explode, crossing from vengeance into murder. Heather finds unexpected refuge at Anne's farm. Her mother's arrest brings mixed feelings, though her agreement to lose against Dodge troubles her as she suspects his intentions. Natalie uncovers Dodge's deadly scheme and restrains him in her basement with Luke present, taking his keys and phone to prevent catastrophe. During the final joust, Heather's car erupts in flames while Ray crashes into trees. Heather escapes before the explosion. Standing in the road is the escaped tiger. Heather approaches fearlessly, places her hand on its head, and wins panic. Months after panic's conclusion, Heather takes Lily, Bishop, Natalie, and Dodge swimming at the estuary where the dangerous game began. The prize money, divided between Heather, Natalie, and Dodge, became about transformation rather than escape. Dodge created a memorial garden for little Kelly, Natalie pursued acting classes, and Heather invested in veterinary courses. The game's aftermath changed them profoundly. Heather discovered deeper connections in Carp while working at the animal shelter, realizing that staying sometimes requires more courage than leaving. Dodge channeled his former rage into driving safety workshops while supporting his sister's recovery. Natalie now teaches drama to middle schoolers, building confidence in young girls. Watching Lily leap fearlessly from rocks that once tested panic players, they envision a different future for Carp's youth, one beyond dangerous stunts. Their victory transcends money. True courage appears in daily choices, choosing hope over despair, growth over stagnation, and forgiveness over bitterness. In this town of perceived limitations, they've proven the real prize is reimagining one's future through resilience and community.